Things are going from bad to worse for the diabolical Dr. Fauci, with each bit of evidence brought forward clarifying his relationship to gain-of-function research and the funding of research at the Wuhan lab. His credibility crumbles and his reputation nosedives. This week's exchange between Fauci and Senator Rand Paul took things to another level, with Fauci's attempts at technical denials related to gain-of-function research blowing up in the doctor's face, leaving connections between Fauci, gain-of-function research, and the biolab in Wuhan stronger and clearer than ever. If you didn't see that encounter between Fauci and Senator Paul earlier this week, you need to. It doesn't take long, maybe 6 minutes or so, and I'll attach a link to the C-SPAN version in the description below. If you appreciate this perspective and want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com. As for Dr. COVID, things only seem to be getting worse for him since Senator Paul, just last night, doubled down on his accusations and called for a DOJ investigation into whether Fauci lied to Congress. Of course, with the DOJ being what it is, for now anyway, that's not exactly the most confidence-inspiring path, but the move is much bigger than the DOJ. It's about bringing incredibly incriminating details about the potential connections between the elite abuser class and COVID through government-run labs and the funding of gain-of-function research. It's about bringing those kinds of details to light. The more that these sorts of details get into the public consciousness, the more compromised and desperate the elite abuser class becomes. The more we learn about exactly how COVID came to be, the more we are likely to find that those who've benefited most from it, like governments and government stooges like Fauci, the more we learn about COVID's origin, the more clear it might become that the elite abuser class has always been behind the whole thing. Again, these are all just likelihoods and possibilities at this point, but the more evidence comes out, the more clarity is given, the closer we get to the truth. One thing that we all do know now about the elite abuser class is that it is not used to being threatened with even the credible possibility of being brought to justice. We see how elite abuser controlled systems like the DOJ, FBI, CIA, and NSA routinely shield, protect, and enable these abusers. So they are very much accustomed to being able to literally get away with murder. That said, the elite abuser serving system of systems is showing serious signs of stress. It's cracking up and finally beginning to crumble as masses wake up to the true nature of the criminal elite who've been feeding on us for generations, with the FBI, CIA, DOJ, and NSA serving basically as wingmen or trusted protectors of the elite predators as they literally rape, literally pillage, and literally murder. But the times, they are a-changing, and at some point, maybe soon, premier pawns of the elite abuser class like Dr. Fauci are indeed going to be brought to justice. Justice is coming for the criminal elite. Even they can feel it. They know that the tide has turned against them, and that's why they're terrified and increasingly desperate to somehow take total control. So take heart. Good things are coming, including justice for the likes of Dr. Fauci. If you appreciate this perspective and want a deeper dive into subjects like this, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.